Yeah, I know I said I'd watch three movies with you, but I'm just way too tired right now. They were good, but I didn't get any sleep last night. Yeah, I mean, essentially none. So if we could, like, watch it tomorrow, or... Thanks. Thanks for coming, by the way. I know you'll have to go soon, but yeah, I was really looking forward to this. Yeah, even if your movie selection is kind of lackluster. What, I mean, my movie kind of saved the whole thing. Yeah, it did. Well, it wasn't bad, but part of the reason why I'm so tired right now. Oh. Well, I'll let you pick the next one. Yeah. We'll watch a movie you want tomorrow. And if it's worse than mine, I don't know. I'll think of something. I'll think of something embarrassing. Or funny. Or both. Well, it's gonna be funny to me. Oh, yeah. It's a really bad storm outside. I was gonna ask, how did you plan on going back home? Oh god, I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah, sorry, I don't mean to scare you or anything, but yeah, this is not the best time for a drive home, especially because what happened last year. I'm just saying, you're the one driving. We kind of got lost because of you. Okay, yeah, we did. It was definitely not my fault. You want to go down this road? I told you. No. Oh, God, you're so stubborn. No, fact of the matter was, I told you to go right, and you didn't go right. Well, no, it wasn't. It was like 100 feet of... It was definitely before the intersection. Oh, you always do this. You're... Are you gonna stop nitpicking? Like, everything? Constantly? I'm tired. I don't want to deal with you. Not when you're like this. I was just trying to be helpful. No, but how the hell are you gonna get home? You're not gonna drive. It's not that I don't trust you. Well, maybe it is, but it's for your own good. I don't know. I'll get somebody to pick you up or something. I'm not driving you. What do you mean, why? Are you mocking me? You know I'm not a good driver. And especially in these conditions, I could get us killed. easily. What? You really think that? Well, in which case, you can just leave and find a way to get back home yourself. Yeah, I do mean it. I'm not kidding. Get out of my house. You're being so... I don't know why you do this. Like, everything was going good and then you just had to fuck it up. You're so naggy and nitpicky. I don't get it. I get over yourself. I just wanted to have some fun with you. And, okay, well, I brought it up because maybe I wanted you to stay here. It's not that I don't trust you. Okay, maybe it was my fault. But that's not the point. I wanted you to stay with me. For the night. I wanted to have a sleepover with you. What do you mean, why? Because we haven't done it yet, and we haven't seen each other in such a long time. Never mind. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just tired and being aggressive for no reason. I'm sorry. Listen, if you want to go, you can go. Hey, before you do, or before you do anything, I need to get this off my chest, because I can't have it. I can't have myself do this again. I really like you. Like, I like you a lot. Maybe more than you realized. Whenever I'm with you, I have so much fun. And whenever we have to say goodbye, I just get stuck and I feel awful when you leave. It's like a missed opportunity every time we part. It's like I'm hiding my feelings from you. But I can't. I'm in love with you. And you mess with my emotions so much that it's hard to say that. Because I can't afford losing you, but be honest with you, you're amazing. You really are. And having a sleepover with you would be very cool. But I understand if you don't want to talk to me right now. Probably shouldn't have said that, but I hadn't, I feel like something bad could have happened. And the longer I stay in silence, the more painful it's gonna get. So I hope.